Right now, it's time to bring in Mike Kazi and get a check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So I have two topics on my mind that I want to talk about this morning.
Fire away.
One, I listened on my way back from New York yesterday. I was stuck in a traffic jam. So it took me 1.5 hours to get from the boat basin on the West Side Highway to the George Washington Bridge.
Thank you, Mad the Blobbio.
So I was listening to the new general manager of the New York Mets.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not a huge fan of Mike Francesa. I mean, I'm a huge fan because I think he knows how to format his show better than any of the other idiots on WFAN. But this interview he did was great because at the end of the interview, he really gave this guy some tough questions, and he couldn't really answer them. It almost became an adversarial interview. I think it's a big experiment by the Mets. So I just don't know how this is going to work out. I just really don't know how it's going to work out.
I can tell you how it's going to work out. Like the Titanic. It's not going to work out.
Because they also have what I didn't realize. The other two general managers are still there. There's three guys in the mix. Yeah.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. The Mets are a laughing stock. Just when you think they hit rock bottom, they do something else ridiculous to just make you shake your head even more. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's not going to be good.
All right, so now, before that interview started, in that hour and a half, the name, I don't know if this is familiar with any of you, Kyle Laletta. You know who Kyle Laletta is?
Backup on the Giants.
Yeah. Now, bad enough that yesterday morning, he was arrested on like 5 counts of traffic violations and then not listening to an officer. And bad enough that happened at one location because he was running late for practice in his 2017 Jaguar. Bad enough that happened. But you know what happened the day before?
What?
He ran into the same problem. They didn't ticket him because he was caught on camera. He did the same thing yesterday, and he's going to get tickets for what happened the day before.
Was he speeding? What was he doing?
No, he came to an intersection where there's a lot of construction, and he cut off people, and he almost hit a cop, and he did a lot of illegal turns, all a lot of small stuff. But when you almost hit a police officer, that all of a sudden takes being late for work and being an idiot to a new level. Especially when you're the backup quarterback for the New York Giants and there's talk, whether it's true or not, that you might start the next game.
Get up earlier.
Bingo! Thank you. When the second part came out that the exact same thing happened to him the day before, this guy doesn't know how to plan ahead. He's a kid, there's no doubt about it, but you know what?
You got to stop giving that excuse that they're kids.
That's exactly right. It's just absolutely, and so he interviewed, what's his name, the coach of the Giants was on. And he said, hey, when all the charges are filed and everything's in, they're going to have to make a decision on the kid because it's just not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that line of, well, he's young, no matter who it is, has to stop being said because you know what? You're not young. You're a young adult. You're an adult already. Once you're 18 years old, you should be able to make decisions that don't put you in trouble. So I don't go for that. Oh, he's young. He's got to learn. Well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have to learn. He should have learned already. And if he didn't learn by now, I mean, the basic, I have to be somewhere at 7 o'clock, so let me get up early enough because I know how long it should take, and let me allow for some issues that may happen along the way so I'm not late. There's an old adage, if you're on time, you're late.
Well,
you need to get there early.
Well, the whole thing is that it happened to him the day before, so it's just plain, it's obviously he's not somebody that thinks quick. It's just that. So anyway, so those are the two things that I had on my mind. What's on your mind?
You say he doesn't think quick?
Doesn't think correctly. He just doesn't think.
That's a bad spot for a quarterback.
That's bingo. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now,
I thought they put these new players through these tests. They had all these tests to see, you know, how if you're competent or whatnot before they draft you. What happened? He missed the test too? He was late for that?
I just don't know. Now, he might turn out to be a good kid. He might be a good kid, everything like that. But he's going to learn a hard lesson here in life, because if you're not punished for doing something stupid, and something stupid the day after, you did something stupid the day before and you got away with it, well, you only got tickets. You didn't almost hit a cop. Then you've got to learn. They've got to do something. They got to find him. They got to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to do something. So anyway, what do you want to talk about?
The Packers made some moves yesterday. They got rid of some players. I was shocked at that.
Yeah, what did they end
up
doing?
They got rid of Clinton Dix. They sent him to the Redskins. And they got rid of their running back. I don't know where he went, but I know that they got rid of him. To the Ravens. So I'm surprised that they got rid of those two guys. They're saying that they got rid of Montgomery because he fumbled. I don't believe that. But it looks like the Packers are pulling the plug on their season. And in this NFL that they have today, I don't get it. I don't understand why they did that. So because right now the Packers are 3-3, and the Bears are in first. They're 4-3. They're a half a game behind. I don't know. I don't get paid to make these decisions, but to me it just doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense. Remember yesterday I said the Devils go down to Tampa Bay?
Yep.
Well, they got a shellacking. They got beat 8-3 yesterday. So not good news for the Devils yesterday, who are coming back to earth quickly after their first start of, I think they were 4-0. Big win for the Islanders, went to Pittsburgh, beat Pittsburgh 6-3. Rangers blew a lead, went to a shootout against San Jose, and they came out of there with a win. So the Rangers win, the Islanders win, and the Devils take one on the chin. Hey, it's a poem.
That's right. All right. And the World Series is back tonight?
The World Series is back tonight. What are you smoking?
I'm kidding. There's nothing to do tonight.
Halloween.
Every day is Halloween.
You go in the machine gun turret tonight and you protect your property.
Every day is Halloween.
Hey, they came out with the first computer rankings of college football.
Yep.
Notre Dame's ranked fourth.
Yeah.
After they played Ball State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, Stanford, Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, and Navy, they're 8-0. And then they have the bulwarks of Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, and University of Southern California on their schedule. How does this team get pansies year after year?
Yeah,
they play in the ACC in basketball. Why are they not in the ACC in football? I don't understand it.
Because they're Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's why they're right up there on my hate wall, right, with the Yankees and the Giants. They're right up there. They may be on top. They may be even higher ranked than the Yankees.
Okay. All right, I'll speak
Ever
to
since
you.
I was 12, I hate this team. Why is Michigan 5-3 and not ranked, but Notre Dame's 5-3 and they're ranked third? Because they're Notre Dame.
Okay.
Hey, bad weather coming in for Churchill Downs over the next couple days. Might have less than premium conditions on Friday for the Breeders' Cup and definitely less than premium conditions on the turf. But you know what? That's horse racing. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be sunshine and 80 degrees every day. You have the adverse condition, and the horse that can adhere to the adverse condition, that's how you get a champion. So people are stamping their feet and crying that they need it in sunny Southern California again. Let it run at Churchill every year. I think it's the best thing in the world.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Gosse with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.